Let's get you caught up. From the KFYI newsroom, I'm Kathy Klein. A lawsuit filed against a former Arizona congresswoman may be a hoax. Papers filed in Jared Loeffner's name want $25 million from Gabby Giffords for emotional distress. The papers have a Philadelphia postmark, like the fake lawsuit against Uber by the accused Kalamazoo, Michigan shooter. Loeffner is doing his time in Minnesota. Tuesday's voting issues ticking a lot of people off. And the target of their anger? Maricopa County Recorder Helen Purcell.
I hold Helen Purcell accountable. At the end of the day, the buck stops with her.
Maricopa County Supervisor Steve Gallardo says the voting catastrophe affected people across the county, didn't discriminate. It affected the young, old, rich, poor, white, and black.
Our own county manager had to wait over 5 hours in order to vote. One of our own members on the County Board of Supervisors was not able to vote.
Many say Purcell's stance last night came across as arrogant. She blamed the voters who got in line, but something's happened. She's since changed her tune.
Glad she's taken responsibility. However, she still owes an apology.
Sandra Harrows, 550 KFYI News.
Prayer back on the agenda for Phoenix City Council meetings. Last night, the council voted 6-2 to reinstate pre-meeting invocations. One in favor was Councilman Sal DeCiccio.
This is constitutionally correct. We made sure that it was legal. We made sure it was constitutional.
Only police and fire clergy would be able to deliver those invocations. Don't forget the latest news at the top in 30 minutes after each hour. I'm Kathy Klein, 550 KFYI.